Hello everyone. Dr. Sudha Bala et al. Has published an article entitled Determinants of Cardiovascular Disease Among Urban Women with Psoriasis. Psoriasis have a direct impact on development of cardiovascular risk factors leading to erythrocerosis and metabolic abnormalities. In order to prevent the complications, early and prompt identification of factors through various parameters help in primary and secondary prevention of cardiovascular diseases among these psoriatic patients. Therefore, the aim of the study is to determine the prevalence of various determinants for cardiovascular diseases among cases and controls. A hospital-based case control study at a tertiary care hospital included women from the outpatient department aged above 18 years who were known cases of psoriasis. 114 patients were recruited with 1:1 ratio between cases and controls. All the patients were evaluated using semi-structured interview schedule with socio-demographic variables, duration of disease, family history, usage of drugs. Severity of diseases was assessed through Psoriasis Area Severity Index, Body Surface Area, Body Mass Index, Waist Circumference and Blood Pressure Measurement were done using standard methods. Lipid profile, high sensitive C-reactive protein and blood pressure through calibrated analyzers having quality control. Carotid intima media thickness was assessed by using carotid Doppler technique to measure erythrocerosis. 114 patients means 57 pairs of cases and controls were analyzed in this study. Significant determinants among cases were raised waist circumference with p-value 0.025, diastolic blood pressure with p-value 0.0001, low density lipoprotein with p-value 0.002 and fasting blood sugar with p-value 0.004 when compared to controls. HSCRP and CIMT were also raised among cases, but only CIMT was statistically significant when compared to controls with p-value 0.001. Also found raised determinants among psoriatic arthritis patients compared to psoriasis. In conclusion, psoriasis patients had high waist circumference, diastolic blood pressure, low density lipoprotein, fasting blood glucose and CIMT when compared to controls. Early identification of these determinants make them amenable for prevention. Thank you.